scrolling. Dot scrolling. Can you know that feeling, right?
Yeah.
When nothing on your feed really grabs you.
Yes. Yeah. Like you're just going through the motions.
Exactly. So today we're diving deep into how to create content that actually cuts through all that noise online. We've got a consultant's tip sheet someone sent in and this blog post kind of arguing that you should just, you know, hire a consultant.
Well, you know, they'd say that, wouldn't they?
Huh. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Both of these actually focus on time.
Oh, absolutely. Time is the one thing we can't make more of, right?
Right. So the tip sheet's about respecting your audience's time by making content that's actually worthwhile. And then the blog post is saying, hey, your time is valuable, so outsource this stuff.
Which, let's be real, for a lot of people, time is money. So it's a valid point.
Totally. Okay, so the consultant's first tip is focus on value and relevance, which, duh, sounds obvious.
Sure, but like, what does that actually mean when you're posting?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. How do you put that into practice?
So before you hit that post button, ask yourself, why should anyone care about this? Seriously, are you helping them, entertaining them, teaching them something new? It's all about what your audience needs and is interested in.
Which?
Yeah.
How do you even figure that out? Aside from like a poll, which can be a little, I don't know.
Desperate.
Maybe?
Well, the tip sheet had a good one. Use your analytics. Those are a gold mine for seeing what's already working.
So like if I usually post, say, travel photos, but suddenly I'm all about, I don't know, underwater basket weaving.
People might be a tad confused.
More than a tad, probably.
Right. It's about being consistent, but also understanding the core value you're giving. Are you informative, inspirational, funny? Got to figure out your lane.
Ooh, I like that. Your lane.
Right. And speaking of lanes, or maybe more like presentation, the second tip is to leverage visual appeal and simplicity.
Okay, so eye-catching, but not overwhelming. Makes sense. Everyone's attention span is like
a goldfish.
Basically.
Yeah.
And it's true, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words.
But online, it's more like a picture is worth 1,000 clicks or scrolls. Good visuals stop people in their tracks. Bad ones, they just keep scrolling.
Right, you gotta hook them fast.
Exactly. And once you've got their attention,
you have to keep it right. What was that third tip?
Engaging with your audience, building that community. Don't just talk at people, talk with them.
So respond to those comments.
Yes. Answer questions, run polls, make it a two-way street.
Because honestly, even just a, like, it's like, okay, cool, but a real comment, that takes effort. You got to acknowledge that.
100%. Shows you value their time, which makes them more likely to stick around.
Builds that loyalty, right?
Exactly. Turns casual scrollers into, like, dedicated fans.
Okay, so we've got these tips, but how does this actually play out in the real world?
So let's say you're a small business owner. Maybe you run like a vintage clothing store.
Okay.
You're posting pics of your latest finds, but no one's really biting.
Yeah, because a cool jacket is one thing, but then what?
Exactly. Time to put those tips into action. Instead of just, here's this rad jacket, how about a video? You styling it in different ways, talking about the details, you know.
So it's like, you're not just selling the thing, you're selling the vibe.
Bingo. You're the expert, remember? And instead of a boring caption, ask a question, how would you style this? Something like that.
Ooh, I like that. Gets people talking.
Right. Creates that community. Now, that blog post we mentioned about hiring help.
Yeah, because this is all a lot to do on top of actually running a business.
And digital marketing, it changes constantly. New platforms, new algorithms. It's a lot to keep up with.
It's like you're trying to learn a new language while you're also building the dictionary.
Perfect analogy. A consultant, they live and breathe this stuff. They can help you target the right people, use the right platforms.
So you can focus on what you're good at, which in this case is finding awesome vintage clothes.
Exactly. Now, even if you're not a business, say you're a musician.
Right. Got to get that music out there.
But instead of just the link to your song, how about some behind the scenes stuff? A video of you writing it or recording it.
Give people a peek behind the curtain.
Yes. Or instead of a static image, a little teaser video, really eye-catching.
Ooh, like a mini music video.
Exactly. And then boom, call to action. Listen to the full song here.
See, this is good stuff. But it's easy to get caught up in the strategy, you know.
Oh, for sure.
At the end of the day, it's about connecting with actual humans.
Couldn't agree more.
So yeah, respond to those comments. Even just a thank you goes a long way.
Huge. It shows you're paying attention.
Because getting a comment, it's like someone saying, hey, I see you. I hear you. You got to respect that.
And that builds the foundation for a real community. Now, one thing we haven't touched on yet is the platforms themselves.
Right. Because posting on Instagram is not the same as, say, Twitter.
Totally different beasts. You gotta know what works where.
So, like, if you're a photographer, Instagram's your jam.
Mm-hmm.
All about those visuals.
And reels and stories. So many ways to make it dynamic.
Whereas if you're a writer, maybe Twitter's a better fit. Quick thoughts, starting conversations.
Exactly. It's all about tailoring your approach.
It's like you wouldn't wear a ball gown to, like, a backyard barbecue.
Exactly. You want the right outfit for the right occasion. Same with online content.
Okay, so we've covered a ton today. I actually feel kind of optimistic now. Like, at first, it's overwhelming, all the content out there. But if you really focus on connection.
That's what it's all about. Not just chasing algorithms, but creating something meaningful.
I love that. It's about quality, not just quantity. Being genuine, not just, you know.
Fake.
Well, yeah. And speaking of genuine, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave everyone with this. What's one small change you can make today to make your online presence more, I don't know, more you?
I love that question.
Maybe try a new platform, experiment with visuals, or just respond to a comment you would have scrolled past before. Because every interaction, it's a chance to build something real.